Hi, Ken. How you doing?
We're off and running, except the opposite of running. We're sitting here in our apartments like every other day.
I haven't moved. Oh, when you said every other day, it sounded like we were only allowed to leave every other day. Like,
every day, which, I should say. Imagine. Imagine back the other.
Every other day they were like, hey, head on out there. Check it out.
You know, it's one of those things that's like, you know, when you say like, oh, this is day two, day 10, or now it's month two. So that's how I'm tracking it.
Yeah, we got to move to bigger intervals. It's not worth, days are for losers.
Soon I'll be saying 1/4 year, one. that doesn't make sense.
We measure it in years.
Ooh. Right. Oh, my boss just called me.
Q1. You're like Q1, Q2. Mm. Do you need to hop on with your boss?
I will right after this.
Okay.
We just didn't quite sync up. He tried to call me earlier when we were I thought we were going to start, and then he walked the dog, and in that time we've been kind of trying to figure out the best way to you got some things going on over there.
This is water.
Yeah, but I'm hearing like swirls. Are you okay? Have you been whisked away?
No, Kendra. I think literally our upstairs neighbor, the person, there's only two people between us floor-wise, two apartments between us floor-wise, and somehow it managed to be a loud one today. Is it insane?
No, it's fine. How have you been?
I've been good. I'm bummed because I had to wash my clothes by hand in a tub in my tub. Laundry basket. So
was that hard?
It just feels like the wrong century for me. You know what I mean? And I don't have the tools to do it correctly. You know, like
that's surprising. That's surprising. I thought you kind of just sort of drop right into like that sort of. Yeah, I feel like you know you go down by the there's a fairly strong running brook nearby. There's
well,
a field.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm being completely honest, if we were in a different landscape, I would not mind the concept. But right now, it's got a real tenement-like museum vibe, and I'm not loving that.
Tenement museum vibe. Yeah, that's a bad vibe. Great museum, bad vibe.
Great museum, not where I personally want my life set. If it was like me on a babbling brook being like, I have the tools that I need and I'm like washing this out and at least there's like nature around me and like, you know,
the natural,
because then it's just, you're scrubbing your own clothes against your own clothes with, which I think is a good method. Like, you know what I mean? You're just like scrubbing your clothes.
I feel like as long as you're not trying to get like a stain out, that's good. You know, like you're just trying to get that stank off, right?
Just trying to get that soap in. I don't know. I just feel
there's certainly a ripeness that has come into my life that I'm getting more and more okay with. I'm wondering what post corona me is like.
You're gonna find out. It's gonna be like, I actually, deodorant is more a concept, not a strict part of life.
My inner dirtbag is coming out, and you know what, he's liking what he's seeing.
Mustache Ken is here to stay.
You just need to do that thing in like some romantic comedies where the person like has like these sort of fantasies, and like while you're doing that in your, you know, fairly small, sort of contained.
It's also in bathroom.
It hurts
your back so much more than you think.
You just gotta be thinking of these weeping willows near you and like a breeze coming down the glen, you know?
If there was a weeping willow, that would help so much. I also am bummed because I was gonna work on fixing up our bathroom and I didn't before this all happened.
Well, I've been telling you for years, get a weeping willow in that bathroom, and now you didn't and now you're stuck.
I know,
like,
and
this.
I didn't, and like, this is a classic case of, that's why when you think of something, you just go for
you
it, you
do
get
it.
The weeping willow, you plant it in your bathtub, you slowly watch as it becomes the most grand weeping willow
as it takes over your life and swallows you whole eventually. It's the dream.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, speaking of Perry Gilpin. 4 degrees. 3 degrees.
2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
So,
Kendra,
what did you watch?
I've been watching a lot of things. But I don't know how interesting any of them are. Although I guess that's like totally not true, because one of the things that I've watched recently with a friend of the show, Timmy Hatz, he's rewatching, I'm watching, is the Twin Peaks, The Return. That one season on Showtime that came out a few years ago.
Oh.
For the show Twin Peaks, which came out, it's actually pretty timely to talk about, because it actually came out, I think it's today or yesterday, 30 years ago.
Wow.
And it's crazy, because I was looking at the date it aired, and I'm going to check with my parents, but I could have sworn that I stayed up and watched the pilot of this show.
How old would
in
you
which
think?
The opening... So I looked it up. It was in April of 1990, so I would have been 8. I hadn't quite turned 9 in that May, so I would have been 8 years old. And the pilot aired at 9 p.m., and it starts off with they find... And I don't think I watched the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure
I watched the first episode.
Yeah, where they find the body of Laura Palmer wrapped up in like the sort of see-through plastic on the side of the river or lake or whatever it is. And I remember that watching that as a kid, and Twin Peaks sort of had this psychic power over me for a while, because I kind of saw at least some images of it or from it real early on. And so it's always sort of hung with me, and it terrifies me. But about 10 years ago, I rewatched the whole series, I really enjoyed it. That first season is much better than the second season, but I kind of been pushing off watching this, this third season, this, the return, the final season, apparently, because it's one of those things, much like The Haunting of Hill House, where it's very, frightening, because of how sort of melodramatic it is. There's a lot of screaming and a lot of crying and a lot of sort of high melodrama,
yeah,
which for some reason terrifies me even more. And I was just like, this is not the time to be watching this kind of show. I've also started rewatching New Girl, and that's been great, to kind of check in with that as a sort of a comfort food. But it's
actually
been great.
Does that mean you'll have watched New Girl every year for the past 3 years?
No, I haven't. I think I've watched it. Wait, is that true? wait a minute.
Based off my calculations,
I think I watched.
And I'll say that this time, I totally respect it. I understand it. It's like, if there was ever a time for comfort food, all those other times you used it for comfort food seems like fucking chump change, you know, in comparison to right now.
Why are you calling me out like this? Why
I just
me out like
noticed
this?
It. I just mentally noticed it, because we've lived here
I
for
think
a couple
I watched
years.
It in like, yeah, I think I watched it in 2016, and then I rewatched it maybe last year or 2 years ago. So it's really been every other year.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to watch the recent season recently, and I don't know if I got through it. And I don't know how good it was, but it sort of reminded me I don't really care about seeing new things with this show. That's not the point. I just want to kind of go back and hang out with Nick Miller some more. So
right.
Anyway, I put that on, but the Twin Peaks, The Return, you do watch it and you wonder, and like a lot of critics that I like to read and all that have talked about how brilliant it is. And I do think David Lynch is brilliant. I do think that the original series, and especially the pilot in the first season, was like something that TV has never seen. And it really broke a lot of things wide open. And there's a lot of really powerful themes in even this season. It's great. But there are things he does, and it's taking its time, and it's an 18-episode season that are all an hour long. And there's definitely scenes where they just, two people are staring at each other for 10 minutes, sort of repeating the same line over and over again. And you're like, is David Lynch fucking with us? is he just seeing what he can get away with and still be called a brilliant auteur by every major TV and film critic? It's like, At what point are you going to say, all right, we've had enough of like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny. We were watching this one episode, and I happened to look up like a review of it, and the person, like, it got some of the lower, like lesser reviews of the whole season, and like one of the reviews I saw was just like, might not have been what you were looking for the return of this character, because you know, they started talking about other characters that you'd never heard of, and they never quite explained why they were, and then the scene just ended for no reason. So it was you know, sort of you know, I could see how it could be a little disappointing, and I'm like, yeah, just say, oh, it was bullshit.
God. Yeah.
like
that's so, like, that funny. Kind of like.
But it's actually been a great distraction, and I've really enjoyed it so far.
And has
far.
It not been
like,
too horror-y for you? I mean, horror been, in our horrorscape? Hell in our hellscape?
No, it's actually been, for the most part, just very funny. I mean, there's obviously some horror, and he has a way of tapping into something that I think is... some of the movies I've seen of his like terrify me. Like he definitely has, like, he's on a wavelength that I think gets to me in a certain way, and there's certainly some of that in this, but it's less so you get like sort of hints of that, but for the most part there's just a lot of like sort of like fun goofiness that I've sort of enjoyed. I actually think it's been a very funny show, and I've liked it, but it's, you know, it's definitely, I don't know if it's for everyone. I do watch it while I'm watching it. I do check it every now and then, like, what would Kendra's point of view be here? Not really into it. I don't think she would like this all that much.
No, I want to watch, because I saw the first episode of Twin Peaks, and my main takeaway was that was a little long, but
it was long. Yeah,
it was a really long, like, I remember, I think actually you were there too. We watched it at Somerville.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, did you actually make it through that whole episode?
Yeah, but it was like, it felt like it was a movie. It was like an hour and a half. That's probably not true, but
it was a 2-hour premiere.
Oh, God.
It was a 2-hour like premiere. I mean, it was 2 hours with the commercial, so it was 90 minutes from 9
so it
p.m.
Was like
to
a
11.
Movie.
Yeah, yep.
No, and I'm all for that. I just remember being like, ooh, that's a steep curve in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I totally understand. That is a show that if someone says I'm not really into it, there's not one moment of hesitation. I'll be like, that's totally fair. Get it. Like, I totally understand. There's certain things that, you know, you like, where if someone's like, oh, I didn't really like it, you're like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's your problem? Then there's certain things like Twin Peaks where you're like, yep, even before they say it, you're like, I totally get it. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I like it. I apologize. I wish I didn't.
That's, you know, on
let's
me.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
And also, like, Twin Peaks, much like some other group, like the fans are kind of like annoying in some ways. They're not too bad, but, and they don't quite approach like a, you know, like a Wes Anderson or a few other, groups of fans, but it's almost there. Like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes they can back off just a little bit, I think.
Yeah, no, I really haven't. I've known that I should watch it, and I think that I can. But actually, right now, John and I are watching True Blood, which...
I was just about to ask you what you were watching. Have you seen that before, True Blood?
I've
that seems
never
like it's perfect.
Seen True Blood. I can't, it's
sexy
it's
vampires?
Hard for me to even comprehend that I haven't seen it.
I know. This doesn't make any sense.
As I'm watching it, I'm like, how could this ever happen that I haven't seen this?
It's like you're... It's like one of your precious like MTV or CW shows where,
but they actually
sex.
Like spent money too. Yeah,
yes.
I think
not
that
you're sex obsessed.
That,
I'm not saying that. It's just, you
see,
know.
I actually think that just like how I what I appreciate about television is how like PG it is. I think that is
true
for this as well. Like I really do appreciate. That, like, for horror, it can't get too much. For sex, it can't get too much. Like, there's something very comforting about just a regular TV rating, you know? I like it.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's really insane. And it's a good time. But
how far into it
I really
like,
don't like a few of the characters. So, like, one of the major characters, I know he's just not a good dude, and I can tell, and I feel like they're going to try and make him a good dude, but I know. You know?
Who is it? Who, is it Alexander Skarsgård's character?
No, they're not. Main character guy. Who, I forget what his
name.
His name is Bill.
Bill.
And I will tell you that when I heard the accent, I've clearly been playing Animal Crossing for too long, because the way she said it with her accent, I was like 1,000% she just said Bell, which is the currency in Animal Crossing. But also, it just was like the way, because everyone has like a not particularly well done Louisiana adjacent accent.
I think it's almost to the point, because I watched the first few episodes, and not that I had a huge problem with it, but I was just immediately jealous of how good looking everyone was, so I moved on. When I saw the first couple episodes, it was like, this must have been like a choice, like they all got in a room and they were like, we're just gonna swing for the fences with this like sort of
crazy, like everyone accent. Went for it. Yeah, and I just really don't like the guy who, I don't like Bell, who is,
well I was going to ask you, and I don't mean to be mean, but I never found him that attractive.
No, me either. He's not my cup of tea, but also, I think vampires are my thing. That's actually the funny part, is I actually don't think any supernatural things are my thing. I just think it's like, I think that a lot of times TV can be a smidge boring, and I think it's way more fun when you work in like these like insane themes. You know what I mean? Like, it's like sci-fi makes things more interesting, and I really like.
Yeah, instead of like, just like a regular. Go ahead.
No, exactly. Like, instead of just your basic, just like, yes, a person living the same life as me. It's like, okay, let's just like elevate this in insane ways. It's like playing The Sims on hard mode. You know what I mean? Like, the vampire can't go out in the daylight. They'll burn.
I have no idea what you mean. I just want to say that.
There is no hard mode, but there are things that you can do because it can be too easy. So it's like nice to add in like difficult elements.
Hey, Kendra, I think life's on hard mode right now, wouldn't you say?
It certainly is. It's not as fun of a hard mode, though. It's really not. Anyway, so I've been watching that, but then I think the other night, which I think is really the like the big win in terms of my viewing, is I watched Men in Black International, which
big win. I've heard nothing but like just sort of like faint. I think the most I've heard about that is like just sort of faint, not even praise, but just like, yeah, it was pretty good.
It was like, actually, like, it was very fun. But I actually just can't believe how much it flew under the radar. I can't truly comprehend why, when it's like, it's good. You know what I mean? Like, there's parts of it that aren't great, but I love Tessa Thompson. I love
she's great.
A Hemsworth in it. He's good. They're fun together. Thor. The plot line's fine. It's like, I don't know. It's just, it's a very funny, I don't know. I love that world. And like, I don't necessarily think they needed to make that, but I was surprised that it just like did not get any recognition for what it was, which was like a pretty good action movie that I guess really it's a movie that's perfect to watch for free on a streaming platform. It's on Stars right now, by the way.
Well, I think the thing is, oh right, yeah, you know, I'll take a look. I'll take a gander. I think the thing is, like, you know, sometimes movies don't live up to their trailer. You know, like you watch a trailer and you're like, oh, that's fun, and then you see the movie and you're like, yeah, the trailer was better. Like, it's just not as fun. This seemed to not live up to just the first picture of those two in the clothes with the glasses on. Like, you're like, oh, like these, like, two, you're like, that's these two are really cool. Yeah, I can't wait to see them. And then as soon as they started moving and doing like goofy Men in Black stuff, you're like, oh yeah, like, yeah, all right. You know, like, it's, I don't know. Yeah, but I actually did have a real interest in seeing it. And now that I know I can watch it, it's going to be one of those ones that's going to take a while, I think, for me to buckle down and watch.
It's a great time. And it also just is nice to see those people like walking around. hanging out together. They're both just so beautiful in their nice suits. I don't know. That's probably
all yeah, I can no, say about that's it. Fair. Like, that's fun to I mean, sometimes that's fun to watch, you know, like.
And the plotline had some twists and turns. I knew where it was going, but it was still enjoyable.
That's great. I will check it out. I will check it out, and I will hand down a final decision, final judgment.
Maybe in the future we can, once you see it, then we can do a full, like, get into some plot points, because I have things that I want to talk about, but I think it is fun enough to just watch, you know? There's also a great, funny little... What?
Oh, no, I was just saying, I think we should watch all four Men in Blacks and have a full-length discussion on all four.
And then write our essays. No, what I there's a really funny scene where he's in an elevator shaft and falls onto an elevator shaft, and you're like, oh God, and like manages to catch himself on like the window. This is right at the beginning. And then like hops over is like, okay, bye to the people who are on the elevator shaft, and jumps to another elevator shaft. And the way he grabs it is with his absolute fingertips. And I just found that to be too much, because, you know, it's hard for me to believe that no one should be fucking around with elevators too much. But definitely if you intentionally go from one thing that you barely made, and then you're like, okay, bye, and hop onto this other one so that you can head back up to where the fight is, and you grab it with your, like a ledge that is maybe an inch, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't do it. I don't know why he did it. He made it. That was like a little bit too much for me. That's my one complaint. Welcome to my complaint about Men in Black International.
Yeah, the one complaint. Yeah. I found it unrealistic. Oh, well, you know. Yeah, I guess it's about, you know, secret agency that, manages the alien population on Earth. No, it wasn't that. It was just the jump that this guy made from one elevator to another. He didn't really have a plan for it, and he almost came up short. I mean,
yeah, it just didn't make sense to me. If you were like one of the most special agents, you definitely shouldn't be doing that type of risky behavior for minimal purpose.
Kendra, that's why you can never be in the Men in Black, because you know, you got to have some sort of wild card nature, you know?
If that was how everyone acted in the Men in Black, there wouldn't be a Men in Black. You can't have a whole team of people tossing out wild cards. You're not going to have a team left.
That's why you need a Rip Torn there to manage everything. Although he's not in the new one, right? I think he passed away. No. Who's the new head? Isn't it somebody known, like well known?
It is someone known, and right now it's Emma Liam
Thompson.
Neeson.
It's not Emma Thompson.
No, well, Emma Liam Thompson Neeson is of the U.S. branch, even though she's British.
What?
She's in New York. She's leaving New York.
You know, I'm not usually one of those people that cares about the Brits coming in and taking our jobs. So what the hell?
Wait, but now I'm. Yeah, and then Liam Neeson's in. I mean, if you were Men in, like, of course, I'd be like, come on over.
What?
I don't know. I'd be very pro inviting Emma Thompson or any of her friends to lead our branches, you know? It's the same as
if
what was the goofy movie that I liked? Kind of similar concept, actually.
The Kingsman?
Men in Black. Yeah. Similar
concept. Yeah, that is pretty similar,
like,
huh?
But, like, very similar vibes. Like, lots of the parts of it are quite similar, I would say. But they, I don't know. I feel like there's as many Brits as they can fit. I mean, I guess the movie's British, but, you know, even in the American one, they're like, toss them in.
Is that is that the tagline? As many Brits as we could fit?
I mean,
and then I just picture you picking up like the you know, DVD cartridge at Blockbuster and like reading that and being like, yes,
I'll take it.
It's on for tonight. Boom.
Well, now that I have BritBox, I don't even have to. It sounds like this is sponsored.
Ooh, that's right.
I honestly actually have been having so much trouble getting it hooked up to my TV because I have like Amazon and I didn't do it through Amazon. It's a huge mistake and I'm living with it.
I was, I hate how you have to like think about that now, but
it's so frustrating.
I was just listening to a podcast that was talking about four weddings and a funeral and, I don't know, just speaking of British things, just remembering how good that movie was.
What a great film.
You know, it sort of had a sort of Brit vibe, Brit, coastal vibe, but it, you know, it was also very much New England was that, that movie Blow the Man Down. That was a Amazon Prime movie that I had.
Yes. Kind of
told you about. I don't know if you got to watch that.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
It's set in a fictional town of Easter Cove in Maine, and it's just filled with all a bunch of quirky people and sort of quirky, small coastal town with a dark and underbelly murder. Kind of stuff going on. Yeah. That was a fun one. I think you'd like that.
Yeah, I really want to see that. I watched the trailer and was like, ooh, yay. I would like to see that.
Yeah, that was good.
The other one that I would like to see at some point, maybe we could both watch it, is that Blinded by the Light, the Bruce Springsteen one.
Oh, really? You want to see that?
I want to see that. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I'm just making my...
You've always been anti-Bruce. You've always been a Billy Joel gal.
That could not be less true.
No, I'll watch that. Yeah, I would like a I wouldn't have watched that without a reason. So
yeah,
I'm glad that you're.
I kind of feel the same way. So
to live.
Same, my man. okay, so I'm not sure I can muster a connection to Perry Gilpin.
Oh, and Men in Black International, huh? Or Twin Peaks? Well, I'm sorry, Twin Peaks: The Return has so many people in it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say there's multiple connections to Perry in there.
It's just made for it.
And it's got that sort of like sort of Thomas Pynchon, sort of everything's connected in a weird way, and it, you know, there's multiple dimensions and we can't even see the powers behind everything. So it's just sort of perfect because, you know, that's Perry to us, you know.
Yeah, so true. Maybe there's another dimension where Perry's in it and we're like watching and smiling and waving.
Yeah, but like not like a creepy way. It's like
not in a creepy way, a very cool way. Everybody likes it.
Yeah, like as cool as anything.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
Keep trucking on. We believe in you.
Hang
if
in
you're
there,
on
stay
Animal
safe.
Crossing, let me know.
Oh, Kendra, can I just do a quick? I'm just looking at my latest Letterboxd entries.
Oh, yeah. Get the people to
just
follow you
say
on
I finally got around.
Ken Ballgame.
Yeah, Ken Ballgame. Ken Ballgame on everything. Ken Ballgame in life. It's my bank password. It's everything. Is it? No. Okay, good. Finally got to see Mariel Heller's first movie, and it's dark. It's kind of bleak. It's called Diary of a Teenage Girl. I recommend it because it's very good, but it's, you read that title and you're like, coming of age sort of high school film that, you know, we kind of love because they sort of make us feel good in ways. And this isn't quite that, but it's also just very, very well done. And then also rewatched, I hadn't seen it in decades, Death Becomes Her. With Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn Bruce Willis.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, and I remember thinking like, oh, that's pretty good. Then people have been sort of hyping it lately, and I watched it, and I was in the mood to watch something really like goofy and campy, and it's so good. It's everyone's just having so much fun in it. I don't know. I would.
Yeah,
recommend
I should rewatch that.
A re-watch.
That sounds like a good time.
But that's what I got.
Love it. Love it. Follow Ken on Letterboxd. Follow us on Instagram. Require
yes.
Ken to post something on Instagram. It's as simple as that.
Oh, right. I'm still doing that during the quarantine.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think you're still the same.
Not doing it. Right. I was trying to set you up, but.
Boom, right back at you.
I'm on it. Folks, I'm on it. I'm going to get real close to the microphone right now.
He's on it. He's got it.
I am on it. Okay. You can count on me.
It's true.
All right.
It's not true.
Bye, folks. Kendra.
Bye.
Take care of yourself. All right. Let's stay in touch. Bye.
Thank you. You too.